Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I don't think it's that important because the message is, you know what, you bring in Rafa Nadal in the office and you're like, listen, we wanted to keep Alec, it didn't work out. Now we have to focus on what's next, right? Where do we go? The players that we have, how do we continue to build? I think the biggest thing here is maybe you can kick the tires again on Robert Thomas. Maybe you're calling Detroit, trying to figure out Dylan Larkin or whatnot.
Martin Biron. On this occasion, I'm going to speak his name as if I were speaking the French language. Martin Biron, which is not even that good. We talked to Trista the other day, and Trista said she was going to Cannes, and she might have even said she was going to Lyon.
I don't remember hearing that.
And yeah. I mean, this is always a tough one for me. Because I kind of want to be the guy who goes, actually, not necessarily on the air, but Trista, you're going to Cannes and Lyon.
Yeah.
But then it sounds like you're kind of, you sound so pretentious.
You sound like a jerk, yeah.
You sound like a jerk. Well, if you're correcting somebody, right? That way you're definitely a jerk.
Right.
That's a huge jerk kind of thing. But just to even say it in the first place, when you mentioned you're going to a city in France, do you speak the name as if you were speaking French? Lyon. Well, I don't think you can say Lyon. People do say Cannes, though, for Cannes, the Cannes Film Festival.
Yep.
So I don't know. You can't really win either way.
I think Cannes, because it's said so frequently as the name of that event, whereas you don't have a Lyon Film Festival, you sound more jerky going hard on Lyon than you do on Cannes. Cannes is like, yeah, I've watched Entertainment Tonight a time or two. Oh, I've heard them.
E.T.
I've heard them say that. So like that's how you say that. Whereas I don't know. I don't think I would ever say like, oh, we're going to Europe. Well, what cities are you going to? Lyon.
You never say Lyon.
I don't think I would. I don't know. Maybe
you try to middle it.
I would maybe leave that one out even. I don't even know. Because you don't, like, how does a French person say Paris?
Paris.
Right? But we don't.
You'd never say Paris.
You never say Paris. I mean, you might if you're trying to be really, I don't know, just make a certain kind of point. But like most people say, I'm going to Paris. It's like you say, I'm going to London.
Right.
And, but yet, Lyon and Lyon, like we got a problem.
Lyon is easy. That's not even sounding like you're trying to speak French. You're Lyon. It would be more like French, but Lyon. You Lyon, put the N in there.
Lyon.
You can never say Lyon.
Yeah,
it's never Lyon.
Lyon, kind of American.
It's a middle. You try to middle it, so you both. Yeah. You sound both like you're aware that you're going to another country,
but also
you have don't live there.
You don't have a beret with your name on it.
Rusty. Is that what you were thinking of there?
Yes.
Rusty.
Absolutely.
And the one woman's, the girls are Rusty.
They're laughing at him.
They're laughing at him.
He thinks they like him. Like, no, they think he's a dork.
Loved European vacation. Liked vacation. Loved European vacation. Hated Vegas vacation. Did not like Christmas vacation at all.
I didn't think I've ever seen Vegas vacation.
Hated it.
I like Christmas Vacation for spots, but it's easily third to me.
I only like Vegas Vacation for Wayne Newton.
Of the top three. Yeah, I definitely have never seen the movie.
Yeah, it's funny that Wayne Newton becomes a love interest.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I guess hated is about as far as I can go on.
Yeah.
That, I don't think you have to be a fan of every movie in a series if you like any of them.
Yeah. I like the OG and European maybe equally, I would say. And then a distant third would be Christmas. But I still like it. Like the happiest blank in Christmas since Bing, whatever. There's a great line there. I can't. There's a lot of swearing in it, and I don't know it even without the. I don't know the order of the swearing, so I'm not even going to do it without. You know, I'm not going to do it justice.
Hated the movie,
but I love that line.
I have a favorite moment in Vacation. There are a lot of good ones. Clark, the dog, went on the picnic basket. I mean, there are a lot of good moments in Vacation. But my favorite moment in the movie, easily, is when the scene shifts and they're in the car and it's nighttime and they're driving and they show the son or the daughter in the back seat and then the other completely conked out. The camera pans up to the wife and she's also like, you know, dead to the world. And you know that we're going to see Clark next, and he's just sort of, you know, but he's also dead asleep driving the car.
Right.
That is great.
Yeah.
All right. We were getting into the bill schedule in detail. We were in week 11.
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
So first 10 weeks, 9 games. What's the likeliest scenario here? Not exactly by record. The Bills are in a fight. Whether that's New England, I mean, they're probably not running away with the division through 9 games.
I wouldn't expect that at all. No, not with that schedule.
Not with that schedule. And if they are in the lead, then you're looking at the other divisions and can this be the year where they get the one? So probably we get to mid-November and I think it's more likely that they're in trouble than it is that they're like running away with anything conference-wise.
What are they've played 9 games by this point,
yes.
Right? That's where we are.
Through week 10.
Yeah. I mean, I don't remember how we broke this down the other day, but like, I don't know, 6-3
it's pretty good.
Is probably good, right?
Yep. I think so. I would take it.
Yeah.
But I'm not in a great spot to get the one if I take it.
Right.
I kind of need to go whatever that would be, 7-1. The rest of the way, and let's listen to it.
Yep.
Versus Miami in week 11. You'd better.
Come on.
Back to that.
There's my analysis for the Jet game and the Miami game. Come on.
Who leads Miami in receiving this year? Name anybody challenged.
I don't have Malik Washington.
Malik Washington.
There you go. There's somebody that's there.
I'm drafting somebody with this confusion in mind, and that's Greg Dulcich. Tight end, but you know, late.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
12 is the Chiefs on Thanksgiving night. Wow. It's going to be a big night over there, sources say.
Yeah, right.
You know, with like the whole Thanksgiving night, Peacock, national audience, game of the year. It's going to be a lot.
What do you want here? Do you want the Well, it's the regular season, so of course the Bills will win. You want that, or do you want maybe we should lose so that we beat them in January? Although, you know, I don't know, last year you didn't see them.
I think I want the tweet I loved so many years ago. I can't wait for the Bills to win this game and feel nothing, right, Kevin. I loved that. That's exactly right. That's a great spot to be in as a fan.
Yes, right.
Well, that'll be big. The Chiefs are in a little bit of a bounce-back mentality. You know, they were 6-11 last year, and if they're good this year, that's a game that – I mean, they've lost here 5 years in a row. They've lost to the Bills, not all at home.
Right, right.
They've lost to the Bills in the regular season 5 years in a row, and I'm sure everyone in Kansas City knows that. Doesn't care at all.
Oh, yeah, they're walking around with that.
No. Oh, no, Buffalo.
Yeah, let me tell you how scared I am of that.
At New England, after the Chief game, late Sunday afternoon, that'll be December 6th.
Long week of prep.
Yes.
Extra prep.
New England will be coming off a Sunday night game, rather, at the Chargers. So it's not a short week, but it's a long trip back, and then the Bills roll in.
And the Bills have got the extra rest. Yeah.
So extra rest.
That's an advantageous spot, and I tend to think New England is going to be kind of what they were last year, even though the schedule is harder. Like, I think they're going to be a problem. I think they'll be well coached. I think the quarterback is excellent. And, you know, A.J. Brown, maybe A.J. Brown feels like he's got something to prove. So, you know, that could help him keep his head on straight. Travion Henderson, I think that's still going to be a very daunting team to me.
It's so far away. Who knows what injuries are at that point? Like A.J. Brown, I think of him week 4 more than I think of him week 13 in the two meetings because I'm certainly not assuming that he's broken down by that point, but that's the concern on him is like knees, and he's played a lot. Football, and you know, he plays a pretty physical game, so
yep.
We'll see what he is at that point. He also could lead the league in receiving, AJ Brown.
Right.
Then it's off to Lambeau for a Sunday night at the Packers. The Bills' only Sunday night game. Just one.
Right. They're on NBC on that broadcast for Thanksgiving. But, yeah, the only Sunday night spot they've got is that one. That's right.
At Green Bay. That'll be super interesting. What's Green Bay? The same? Really good?
I think
people like their guys.
Probably,
they lose.
Yeah, right. Eventually, right. I mean, Parsons is there by then. Right. There's talk of him missing, 6 weeks maybe? So you're going to get the full dose there, assuming, no accounting for injuries in June here.
They're a little bit the Chargers or the Texans as a team that just
doesn't
get
quite
all the way.
Yeah.
That'll be fun though. Then Chicago here Saturday night, the following week, December 19th, 8:20. Wow. And then at Denver on Christmas, which is a Friday. So the Bills will go from a Sunday night to a Saturday night to a Friday afternoon. Away with travel each leg in between from Green Bay home and then to Denver.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's not great.
Then the Dolphins and Jets.
Yeah. And that's the second we just ran through, the second stretch of the season in which they have 4 games out of 5 on the road. The other one is earlier in the season and the bye week is kind of in the middle of it.
That includes Miami. In the second,
right, that includes,
4 out of 5.
That's right. That is the 4th of the 5.
Week
right.
17, 1 o'clock, Sunday at Miami.
Yep.
Then the Jets here to wrap it. Well, there's a lot to really get excited about on the schedule. I know the schedule always is, but for the Bills having the new stadium and
new stadium,
the stakes, new coach.
Thanksgiving night, Bears on a Saturday. Like for as far as the stadium is concerned, like though that's awesome. You know, even opening at night against Detroit is awesome, but I like going to Green Bay at night. Like not because I think it's advantageous or anything. I just think that's a spectacle. That is something I think that will be really cool to watch. Your team, our team in that spot, I think is a really cool opportunity.
They're in basically every special section on this grid. They're just not playing abroad. The only thing the Bills are not doing that's different, right. It's not different anymore.
It's but going to Spain.
They have Thursday night. They have two Monday night. They have Sunday night. They have Christmas. They have Thanksgiving. They have Saturday night. They're in every special section, except that none of these games is in, you know, Germany or Brazil or France. France. Paris. You wouldn't say Paris, but you would say gay Paris. You can't say gay Paris.
No, that's right.
If you're going to use the gay, you have to use Paris.
I agree.
That's a known thing. Everybody knows that. You can't use the gay unless you use the E.
Yeah, I think you say gay Paris, you're trying to be insulting, I think.
You're just not, you just don't know it. You're just exposing yourself as an idiot.
Yeah.
I think is what it is. All right. Well, we're still a few months away, but never a bad time to look ahead to the Bills season. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. We'll be right back. This is WGR.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, absolutely refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Do you dream of seeing all 30 ballparks? We've got you. For the first time, MLB and T-Mobile offer you a chance to win trips to all 30 stadiums. Yes, all 30. The views, the food, the vibe, the adventure of a lifetime. With experiences you simply need to see to believe. Enter now.
Begin your journey to 30 at MLB.com/journey to 30 sweeps. No purchase necessary. Ends 9/7/2026. Restrictions apply. Food not included. See official rules for details.
Hey gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are gonna move. We are gonna answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.